Welcome back. In the third module, we are going to talk about Configuration Manager. Configuration Manager is a key component of System Center 2012 R2. What Configuration Manager is the component we are using to do asset intelligence like hardware inventories, software inventories, deploying software, deploying patches to clients, and so on. So you are able to do all of these in Windows servers, but you are also able to do some of these features in your Linux clients. So let's take a look at the architecture. If we start from the client part, you need to install a client to your Linux or Unix endpoints. It's the equivalent of CCM exec in Windows clients. The communication between your client, your Linux or Unix clients, and the configuration manager server roles are just the same with you are using when you are Windows clients. The management point and distribution point communication is just the same. What the difference is, instead of using WMI, like we are using in Windows clients, for Linux clients, we are using OMI by initiating a SIM connection. And instead of using WMI providers, like we are doing in Windows, we are using providers for Linux virtual machines. So this is important because you don't need to be changing the way you are working with your configuration manager if you already have some sort of deployment of configuration manager. You don't need to change the way you are working. You can just use the same procedures you are using for your Windows machines, for your Linux virtual machines as well. Let's take a look at the features, comparing Windows and Linux and Unix. So you can see from the table that not all the features available for Windows clients are available for Linux and Unix clients today. But as I mentioned in the first module, as Microsoft, we are investing a lot of resources to make Linux management much more easier than before. For example, with the next versions of Windows Server and System Center, we are adding new features to Configuration Manager and also to all other System Center components. So make sure you are just keeping up with our announcements, so we are adding new features to our products all the time. Some possible scenarios that you can accomplish with System Center Configuration Manager using your Linux virtual machines. The first one is creating a hardware inventory. So you can just take the hardware properties of your Linux virtual machines and create an inventory using this information. You can create device collections, like you can say, just show me a report showing Linux virtual machines which are running Red Hat version X and has 8 GB of RAM. So you are really flexible to create reporting and, you know, asset intelligence, that kind of specifics you are able to do using Configuration Manager. Another thing you can do is deploying software. By deploying software, I mean you can deploy applications, you can deploy patches or updates to already installed applications. You can run maintenance scripts, or you can run operating system patches. In the next demo, I'm going to show you how we are doing all of these things regarding creating a hardware inventory, creating collections, and also deploying software and packages in your Linux virtual machines.
Okay, let's take a look at System Center Configuration Manager. I am using TechNet Virtual Labs. You can just go to Bing and search for TechNet Virtual Labs. There are many scenarios, and depending on a scenario, it will just deploy some virtual machines for you, and you can just start using these virtual machines without any operating system or application installation. So here I am on my SLIS Linux machine. Let me open a terminal, and after I open the terminal, I'm going to install the Configuration Manager Linux client in that SLIS new Linux virtual machine. So here's the command you're going to use. Basically, you are just telling the name of the configuration manager server and installing the agent depending on that information. So this would take a while, a couple of minutes maybe, so let's wait for it. And while we're waiting, Configuration Manager, of course, is the part of System Center suite that we are using to manage our endpoints. It's not just that, but one of the very powerful features Configuration Manager offers is that we are able to manage our endpoints, including our Linux virtual machines. So right now, this is just installing the Configuration Manager client to my Linux virtual machine. Let's go back to our admin virtual machine where our console is installed. So I'm opening my Configuration Manager console. As you can see here, you don't need to install the server. You can just use a client, a Windows 8, Windows 10 virtual machine or machine to install the console and use it. So my installation is completed. I go back to my Configuration Manager and under devices, I can see that this new virtual machine is now a part of my devices list, and I need to approve that. So manually added devices must be approved by the Configuration Manager administrator before being managed. So right now Configuration Manager will go ahead and gather the information about the inventory of this virtual machine. So it may take a while, but let's see if we have the information already. I right click on one of the servers I have added already, not this list new. So I go back to my list new server. This is the new list server. And I can just go to the Resource Explorer. This is not the new machine I have installed the agent. This is a previous one. So as you can see, I can see all the installed applications on that Linux machine. And also I can see all the services running, all the processes running, including the Configuration Manager client. Let me just create a package, create a Java package, and then deploy this Java RPM package to my Linux virtual machine. So right now I'm just creating a package and I am showing the source of the installation files. So it's under admin downloads. Click OK, next. And I choose if it's a standard program or anything else. Of course, I need to specify a name for this. So for this example, I'm going to install the JRE installer. And in the previous step, I just entered my location for source files. Since this is a Linux package file, it's an RPM package file, and I'm just entering the necessary command line to install this package. So it will be a command like rpm minus ivh space the name of the package. So I just go to the next steps to create my package. And my package is now created. You can see here. If I go to the properties of this package, I can get information, general information about my package. And I need to set that how I want this package to be distributed. So I'm now going to distribute this. And I am choosing my distribution point. In that case, it will be my Configuration Manager server. Click on Next. By the way, now right now I'm using my local Configuration Manager server, but you have options. You can even use Azure as a distribution point. So let's refresh it a couple of times so we see green as the Conda status. There we go. Right now the package is now distributed to my distribution point. So let me jump to my Sys Linux machine. This has the Configuration Manager agent installed already. Let me open the terminal again. And in the terminal, let's do a quick check. If we have the package installed already. So just typing RPM doesn't help, so we need to use our good old friend grep. Okay, I'm trying to find the pipe because I'm using a different keyboard layout right now. Okay, see the JRE package is not installed because we haven't pushed it yet. I'm going back to my Configuration Manager console and I'm deploying this package. Gonna choose a collection for that example. It will be my Sys Service Group. I go next. Next, I need to assign a schedule, and for this demonstration, I will say as soon as possible because I want this to be pushed as soon as possible. You can change the options, but I'm just using the default options at the moment. So, okay, the package is ready. So right now I am in my machine again. And in the terminal, I'm just typing the command to refresh the policy. So this will basically go ahead and ask the Configuration Manager server if there is any packages pending to be installed on that Linux machine. So since it's a package installation, it would take up to 10 minutes to install, but after it is installed, when you run RPM minus QA and check the packages installed, you will be able to see JRE is installed.
This wraps our demo. So we saw how Configuration Manager can help us deploying software, creating inventories, and creating device collections for our Linux or Unix virtual machines. Thank you for joining me in this module. In the next module, we are going to see how Operations Manager is enabling us to monitor our Linux or Unix environments.